This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to begin today with something of a modest proposal by way of this morning's Consumer Price Index, CPI as it's known. Inflation at the retail level fell 0.7% last month, the most in more than 5 years. That's not good given where we are as an economy, but it's not as bad as you might think either, because once you take out the steep drop in oil and gas prices, what is called core inflation actually moved slightly upwards. So back to the proposal. You know how every month much ink and airtime is spilled on the unemployment report on jobs and labor ad infinitum? What if inflation were to become the key economic indicator? What then? Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Jobs in the labor market have held our national attention for so long, it almost seems kind of strange to now talk about inflation. University of Oregon economist Tim Dewey says the Federal Reserve has two main jobs. One is to maximize employment, which they seem to be making progress on.
The second condition is that they have to have sufficient confidence that inflation is going to trend back to target. So it doesn't have to be that inflation actually trends back to target. They have to have confidence that will trend back to target at some point in time.
And what is that target? It's 2% inflation. At that point, they've signaled they will raise interest rates, or in their own unique language, to tighten policy. And this is why people are so worried that prices are now headed in the wrong direction, which is to say downward. Milan Mulrain is an economist at TD Securities.
Essentially, it makes the inflation report or the next few inflation reports very important for the market in handicapping when the Fed actually starts and the pace at which they tighten policy.
Mulrain says were it not for the cheap price of oil, inflation would be a lot closer to 2%. He warns that if energy prices take another dive, it could push back the Fed's decision on raising interest rates.
I think another leg lower in global energy prices, then I think it's quite possible that the Fed will take a pass in September and could possibly push it all the way into 2016.
Mulrain says the biggest determinant of inflation is wages. He says they are trending positive and should ultimately push inflation back in the right direction, upward, despite the short-term drop caused by energy costs. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.